News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Focusing in the upcoming local elections has become intimidating and demoralising. So says Supriya Singh, Fine Gael candidate for the Donegal electoral area, who joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Supriya. Tell us about your experiences as a person of colour, your experiences on the campaign trail. Not all good, it would appear.
Hi, Ciara. Good morning. What I have felt in the past few weeks has been extremely disheartening. As a first-time candidate, for me, getting into local election, running for local election, it was an extension of my lifelong passion for community service. I never anticipated that as the election approached, my journey would become filled with harassment and bullying.
Okay.
It was a bit stressful. The kind of things that I have experienced recently, from racial abuse and vandalism of my posters in recent weeks in certain areas, that has been deeply shocking. I know and I believe that true Irish people would never engage in such behavior.
Okay.
While canvassing, I have noticed that either we agree or disagree on political beliefs. That is different. But after all, even after that, we will still be sitting over a cup of coffee,
yeah,
chatting about
for sure. Absolutely, Supriya. Absolutely. Can I ask you, your posters, I know some of them have been torn down or defaced. Is that happening in your understanding to other people's posters as well in general? Or do you believe that your own posters are being targeted specifically?
As of today, around 27 of my posters have been vandalized and disappeared from different areas. I don't know if it is, any other candidate is going through these as well. I have lodged a formal complaint with the Gardaí and they are investigating the matter. Additionally, around 8 of my posters were defaced with racist comments on some roads in the local electorate area. This was extremely heartbreaking. As soon as we were informed by the local resident, my husband, he rushed to remove those posters and we kept them in our car, until 10 p.m. before bringing them inside the house because we didn't want our kids to see them. And my daughter, is 11 years old.
Yeah, and that's entirely fair. When you are out canvassing, Supriya, if you're knocking on doors or if you're in a local shopping centre or what have you, wherever you're going on the canvas trail, are people being nice to your face or are you also, I suppose, on the receiving end of this type of harassment?
I started canvassing in 2022 and until January this year, I would have never faced anything of this sort what I am facing right now near the time of elections. This is, I'm surprised and shocked at the same time because I have been working for the community. I've never faced anything like this. Recently, I would have mentioned it to you, while putting up the posters, my campaign team, somebody came and the lady started recording the video and hurling abuses at us. It was very frightening.
Okay.
It has never happened to me ever before.
Okay. So somebody was videoing you and your team and then abusing you at the same time. And was that the abuse that was being leveled at you? Was that racial abuse? Was that
yes.
that kind of thing?
Okay. Yes.
All right. I know you've been in Ireland for is it 8 years?
Yes, indeed.
Do you feel that there has been a change in mood? Are things the same as when you first arrived or has something shifted?
Yes, I feel so because the time when we moved here, we fell in love with this place. The people were so welcoming. People are still welcoming and still, there are nice people around. This is something what I have experienced in past few weeks. It is not the reality of Ireland. Ireland is welcoming. Ireland has people, I love people from different worlds. So I see, I feel it has increased all of a sudden in the last few months. All the anti-immigrant sentiment seems to be at peak. I know, majority of Irish people, they won't follow or support it, but definitely someone seems to have fallen for it. And whosoever is doing these kind of things, it's scary. Ireland is our home now. We are contributing in the country's economy. We are contributing different spheres of life in this country. And, that is the reason 8 years ago when me and my husband, we moved from London to Ireland and we decided that this is going to be our forever home. And there I decided I want to get involved with the community because people were so welcoming, so nice and kind. I never felt anything negative until January this year. Everything was fine.
I mean, maybe it's a hard question. Do you have any, I suppose, thoughts on why things have changed? Or I mean, if you're saying they have changed and that you were maybe, you never saw any negativity, racial negativity, when you first arrived 8 years ago, but now in the last number of months or what have you, it has crept in. Do you have any thoughts on why that change has come about?
I cannot talk about people's mindset, that they might have gotten influenced with something that's going on social media, or they might have gotten influenced with the news, the negative thing that we see in and around happening. But this is not the reality. This is not the real Ireland. Ireland, I mean, the people here, they are very nice and welcoming. So yeah, this is like very disappointing and heartbreaking. Yeah. With everything that
I can hear the upset in your voice. Look, thank you for coming on and talking about this with us. We do appreciate it. That is Supriya Singh, who's a Fine Gael candidate for the Donegal electoral area. Let us know what you think this morning. Let us know what you think about that, about, you know, a woman running for
it's shameful, Ciarán. Yeah. It's absolutely shameful that it's somebody who wants to give something back to our community.
Racially abused and videoed.
Come to this country, wants to make a difference. Like this, that's what we should be encouraging. And it's disgusting. It really is.
Let us know what you think. And I am interested genuinely in the why. If you accept what Supriya is saying, that things have changed, that things are different, I'd like to know what people think out there this morning. Tell me why that is. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.